Harley announced it would shift some production overseas to protect against retaliation for Trump raising tariffs on steel and aluminum. In a series of tweets, Trump said that if Harley follows through, it will be the beginning of the end for the company, and it won't be able to sell back into the U.S. without paying a big tax. Republican U.S. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner was asked by the BBC on Monday why he wasn't attacking the president for the situation with Harley. Sensenbrenner said it would be counterproductive.
The fact is that if you want him to change his policy, you don't throw a pie in his face.
U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan and a spokesperson for Governor Scott Walker both criticized tariffs on Tuesday without directly addressing the president's tweets. Democrats said Walker should defend Harley. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.